And now, the 40th anniversary of an iconic image of war. Whatever your age, you've probably seen this photo. It's a hard image to forget. A young girl, naked, runs screaming toward the camera in agony after a napalm attack incinerated her village, her clothes, and then her skin.
I saw the fire over my body, and my clothes just burned off. And I was so scared, and I screaming.
That's Kim Fook talking to NPR's Terry Gross. She was 9 years old in 1972 when she was photographed screaming in pain after a U.S. commander ordered South Vietnamese planes to drop napalm near her village.
The pain at that moment was so terrible. So I lost my consciousness, and I didn't know anything else. But then I learned that Nick Wood, the photographer, he took me to a nearest hospital. He saved my life.
Nick Oot was the Associated Press photographer who took that picture. At the hospital, he was told that the little girl was beyond help. He demanded they treat her anyway. And Kim Fook survived, despite burns that covered over half her body. Oot's editors made an exception to a policy preventing frontal nudity in photos, and they went ahead and published it. Known simply as Napalm Girl, the photo transcended the divisive debate about the rights and wrongs of the Vietnam War, and it crystallized the barbarity of war. It earned Nick Oot a Pulitzer Prize and a lifelong friend in the little girl he saved.
He called me all the time, every week. We just very close, yeah.
Kim Fook is now 49 years old, living with her two sons in Canada. Nick Oot is still a photographer for the AP. The woman he saved still calls him Uncle Oot. To see that memorable photo, go to NPR.org. And you're listening to NPR News.